الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل هنالك دعا زكريا ربه قال رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء فنادته الملائكة وهو قائم يصلي في المحراب أن الله يبشرك بيحيى مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحصورا ونبيا من الصالحين صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about the incident of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. So she was born and then she was put into the custody of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, and we explained the relations between the relationship between Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam and Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam to Zakariya, and when Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam would come to Maryam, he would find there by her provisions, he would find by her rizq, and he would ask, how are you getting this? And she would say, this is coming from Allah. Mufassirin mentioned that this rizq means out of season fruit, and she would tell Zakariya that, listen, Allah gives rozi, Allah provides. So the lesson that we learned there is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the provider. We as insan, we make use of means. How often do we hear our tablighi brothers saying that Allah makes use of means? Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works without means, and sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works against means. So in the following incident, we see now how Allah, so maybe we could add this as the fourth one, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works with means at a time when means doesn't work. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works with means at a time when means also itself doesn't work. And here we see it highlighted in the story now of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. When he saw all of this going on, this increases yaqeen and tawakkul, fiqah, your trust and your reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam saw all of this happening, he then at that point made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was his dua now to Allah? Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to have children, he wanted to have a family. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side a good offspring. And we see this also in Surah Maryam right at the beginning. We see the dua of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says right at the beginning of the surah, Allah says, "Kaf ha ya ayn sad, dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya." That you see, this surah is actually the mention of the mercy of your Lord Allah upon his abd Zakariya, upon his slave Zakariya. And the story begins like this: "Idh nada rabbahu nida'an khafiyya." When Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam called unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secret. So we see this was his dua. What was the dua? He says, "Qala rabbi." قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. Then, oh my Lord, from your side, please grant me a good offspring. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. Oh Allah, you are the hearer of the prayer, you are the hearer of the call. In Surah Maryam, subhanAllah, there's a beautiful way how he expresses this dua. And he says, قَالَ رَبِّ. He says, oh my Lord, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. Ya Allah, you can see, the bones in my body have become weak. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. And then he says, that when you look at my head, he says, my head caught a light. My head is a flame. In other words, he likened the hair on his head to coal. So you see, you got charcoal, you got coal. Now it is black. But once you begin to burn it, you see it becomes gray. In other words, he's saying, oh Allah, now the hair on my head, it was once upon a time black, but now the hair on my head has become gray. In other words, I'm very old, Ya Allah, now to get a child. But listen, oh Allah, وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. That I don't ever remember me ever becoming, I don't ever remember my dua, my call unto you ever becoming unanswered by you. So whenever I made dua to you, Ya Allah, you always accepted and you always granted my dua. So this was his dua to Allah. He asked for this child. And there was a reason why he asked for this child also. And then in the next page he says, in the same page he says, وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam at that time didn't have children. And his fear and concern was that what happens after he passes away? Who is going to take over the affairs of Nubuwa? Because he was entrusted with Nubuwa, he was a Nabi of Allah. So he was worried that there were certain family members of his or certain associates in his family. He was fearing them that if they have to come into the place of Nubuwa, maybe they will not discharge this amana properly. That's why he asked this dua, oh Allah, give me a child from your side who will inherit this Nubuwa from my family and from the family of Yaqub and onwards, and all of that is mentioned in Surah Maryam. So this was his dua. So qala rabbi. He said, "Habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba innaka sami'ud du'a." When he made this dua, fanadathu al-mala'ikatu wa huwa qa'imun yusalli fi al-mihrab. The malaika then called unto him whilst he was standing and performing salah in his chamber. And what did the malaika say to him? They said to him, "Anna Allah yubashshiruka bi Yahya." Then listen, Allah gives you bashara, Allah gives you glad tidings of Yahya. And when we look at Yahya in Surah Maryam, subhanallah, Allah, then Allah explains, Allah says, "Ya Zakariya, inna nubashshiruka bi ghulam." We give you glad tidings of a young boy. Ismuhu Yahya. His name is Yahya. But listen, lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. Nobody had this name before him. In other words, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was a prophet from Allah who was named by Allah himself. So we see how Allah answered his dua. He made one dua at a time when he thought that means won't work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that Allah, in tafsir it is mentioned, faraddallahu quwwata al-jima'i ilayh. Allah restored within him sexual potency, and Allah also opened the womb of his wife to conceive. He was at the age of 120 years old and his wife was 98. Mufassirin have recorded this. At that time when he thought means wouldn't work, Allah showed him how Allah works with means at a time when means also doesn't work. So Allah accepted his dua immediately, and three things were granted to him in the dua. He got the ghulam, that is the child, that young boy that he was looking for, and the name also was given to him by Allah, so Yahya. And the third thing that Allah granted him was that nobody had the same namesake before Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. So what a ni'mah from Allah. Allah shows us how he accepts, how he provides, and how he grants when we have our yaqeen and our trust in Allah. So anyway, coming back to the verse, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَا. And you look at this, Yahya مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. He is going to confirm and he's going to affirm and accept and believe that kalima, that word that comes from the side of Allah. What this refers to? This refers to the kalimatu kun, the word kun. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, all he had to say was kun be, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam became. So in other words, Yahya is going to accept that wiladah, that birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which was actually, if you have to look at it and analyze it, it was a miraculous birth. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worked in a way without means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam how Yahya will come into this world without means. That is why we see if somebody is having a problem with yaqeen and tawakkul, he just can't find himself having yaqeen in Allah, he should read Surah Maryam right from the beginning, because we see right from the start, Allah shows us his power and his qudra to do everything. So وَسَيِّدَ وَحَصُورًا وَنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And then this boy will be a sayyid, and he will be a leader in ibadah, he will be a leader in knowledge, in ilm. And so many things are mentioned in tafsir regarding this word sayyid. وَحَصُورًا, and a chaste person. وَنَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah will also make him a nabi from among the righteous ones. We see on that side, in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also granted this child nubuwa whilst he was a sabi, whilst he was an infant, whilst he was a young boy. Some mufassirin suggest that nubuwa was granted to him at the age of 3. Wallahu ta'ala alam, Allah knows best. It is said that Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, his son Yahya, when people would come to him and tell him, "Nadhhab, come with izhab bina nal'ab, come with us, we play a little bit," he would say, "Ma khuliftu lil-la'ibi." Listen, I'm not created for play, because he understood his responsibility and his right as a Nabi of Allah. Now there's so much to continue, inshallah, next week we shall finish the story. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us yaqeen and complete yaqeen and tawakkul in him.